Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Article. In the remnants of what was once the cradle of civilization, a new paradox emerges. The birth of artificial rivers, in a world where the natural flow of life has all but ceased. This powerful image encapsulates the latest attempt to bandage the irreversible wounds we've afflicted upon our planet. Acclaimed ecologist Dr. Alexei Dryden, noted from past discussions on environmental collapse, has surfaced again to provide commentary on this new phenomenon, which seems lifted directly from the pages of science fiction. Grasping at straws. The concept of artificial rivers, brought to life by the desperate need for fresh water, teeters on the line between audacity and futility. Vast sums are funneled into projects that carve paths through barren landscapes, shadows of the once mighty waterways we've lost. In a world where the term riverbed has become synonymous with grave, these modern canals are stark markers of our failure to act in time to save the tributaries of life that sustained us for eons. A mirage in the wasteland. These ambitious endeavors, touted by their creators as lifelines for the future, have done little but plaster over the cracks of a breaking dam. In a grotesque imitation of nature, machines now pump salvaged water, often all that remains after the affluent secure their share through liquid gold markets, into the dry throats of these false rivers. The waters run shallow, a mere trickle compared to the roaring torrents of history, serving as a sorrowful exhibition rather than a true source of sustenance. The lament of ecosystems. And what of the ecosystems that once thrived in symbiosis with the flowing rivers? Our synthetic streams offer no refuge to the lost species, who evolved to dance with the natural rhythms of our world's waters. The conclusion is stark and undeniable. This is not restoration. It is a requiem. Reflections of desperation. As the elite pour wealth into projects like artificial rain and water from air technology, the creation of artificial rivers serves as a morbid reflection on humanity's desperation. We've become a species lost in the maze of our own making, disconnected from the truth that we are not overseers of nature, but part of it. And as these lifeless rivers meander through our wasted lands, they offer no more hope than the art from our wreckage. They are monuments to our loss, a dire thirst for change. In the end, what haunts us more? The sight of these pitiful streams, or the echoes of an avoidable past where we might have chosen differently? Dr. Dryden, returning to our global conversation, like a ghost from the future we've sealed, reminds us that these artificial rivers are proof of our profound misdirection. They are not veins through which the lifeblood of ecology flows, but scars upon the earth, marking the places where we, the architects of this green dystopia, failed to mend the fractures we cast upon the world. In conclusion, a poem of irony. The irony of our time is this. We, who have engineered marvels, now attempt to engineer nature itself. But rivers were never meant to be birthed from pipelines and pumps. They were born from the mountains melting snow, the rhythm of rain, the embrace of tributaries, a symphony we can no longer conduct. The creation of artificial rivers stands not as a triumph, but as an elegy written upon the drying soil, a futile grasp for flowing life within a world we've allowed to slip through our fingers, like the last drops of water we so desperately seek to reclaim.